So I realize it's been quite a hot second since I made an episode for this podcast. I'm looking at the last one I made, and I released it at the beginning of May, and we're already at the end of June. But here we are. We've made it, and here's another one coming at you. This one's gonna be a bit different because I'm really just going off cuff. Usually I have this like a general script or the way I like to go about and have like an outline of what I'm gonna talk about and stuff, etc. But today is gonna be a little different because I have a calendar alert or notification that reminded me that I need to review my personal OKRs because we are at the halfway mark, in a way. So close to the beginning of this podcast, I have this one episode number two, Setting Your Personal Goals Using the OKR Framework, where I kind of just talk about the OKR framework and how you can apply it to your personal goals. And here we are. I wanted to take some time today to review them because I think even though my OKRs for me mostly it's for like the whole year, and my goal is to look at them by the end of the year and evaluate. I think it's really good to have like a gut check, right? Like a pulse check of where I am, what have I been doing, what are some of the highlights, lowlights, and where can I possibly improve, or where are some of these goals like not something that I want to continue to pursue throughout the year. I think there's some value in having flexibility in your goals, again, because I think life happens and things happen and priorities shift because life is unpredictable. I mean, like it's sort of predictable, but also it's unpredictable. So let's just get into it. Here I have my setup and I have my personal OKRs for 2021. And I have these priorities, so high priority, medium priority, and low, and then kind of like the impact. So, what part of my life is it impacting? So, the main categories that I have right now are creating, personal, career. Those are the main ones that I have right now. But the objectives, let's actually talk about the objectives. So, my objectives for 2021 are release and upload podcast episodes bi-weekly. Rethink, revamp growth for my sticker shop thing. Diversify Twitch streaming content. Read a book a month. And then be proactive about my career growth and progression at the company that I'm working at. And then I have this other weird O or objective that was kind of the spur of the moment, and it's explore startup slash long-term projects. But that was more of like a if I had time, I would do these things, or it was kind of like a catch-all for things I was like, oh, maybe this is something that I want to like pursue. I'm not gonna really talk about that one very much just because it's weird. So every objective, right, has some key results that are associated with them. And I'm just going to go down the list with my objectives, you know, just re-saying them so you know what key results are related to what. All right. So for my release and upload podcast episodes bi-weekly objective, my goals or my key results were release a total of 12 episodes for quote unquote season one. And then 50% of those episode topics are not directly related to design. So those are my two key results. Second objective, rethink, revamp growth for my sticker shop thing. So the key results for those were design and create three new sticker sets. So that would be total nine total stickers. And then rethink, second key result for the rethink, revamp growth for sticker shop is build an audience with your design. So get to 100 followers on like Instagram. So there's that. All right. Third objective, which is diversify Twitch streaming content. So my key results for those were stream 1 to 2 times a week. So basically trying to stream 52 to 104 times this whole year. play at least 6 new games this year. And then 20% of content is not game related. So at least 20 streams. And then third objective, you know, read a book a month. My key results were read 3 fiction books, read 3 of each design and business books, and then read 3 personal development relationship books. And then lastly, for my be proactive about my career growth and progression at my current company is work on 3 major projects for the year. And then the second key result for that is document and complete the 90-day plan that I was going through. Right, so those are the key results. Now the question is, how well am I doing keeping up with these key results? And this is the part that I'm gonna get into. And it's only half of the year, so you know, I have the rest of the year to address some of this stuff. Some of these things I've been pretty okay with. I don't think I've been necessarily great at any of them. Others of them, I've just completely flopped. So let's just go back down this again. So let's just talk about this podcast, right? Like this podcast in general, I've, you know, starting at the year and then getting up to May, I was relatively pretty consistent and like kept up to that episodes bi-weekly. But then life happened. So much stuff has happened. At a certain point, I wasn't really inspired by some of the ideas that I had to talk about. So I just, you know, didn't do it. Is that a good reason? Probably not. But at this point, when I, you know, release a total of 12 episodes, including this episode that you're listening to now, it's a total of 9. So if I were to, I have like these progress percentages to give me an idea of like percentage wise and kind of give it a quantifiable, like, something a little bit quote unquote more tangible in a way. So if I do 9, I have technically met my goal 75% of the way through. However, something to note here is that I've also included in my key results these like time frames or like when I should be working on this or when this goal should quote unquote like end, because I've split up my year into quarterly things as well. So January through March is Q1, Q2 is April through June, Q3 is July through September, Q4 October, December, etc. Right, it's pretty common across like companies who use this, who just make plans for project roadmaps and stuff like that. Anywho, so the thing though is that my initial thought was to have season 1 or these 12 episodes completed in Q2. We are totally like at the end of Q2 basically, because it's the end of June. So relatively speaking, I've met it 75% of the way. What does that mean? I'm probably going to still try to hit that 12 goal episodes mark. We'll just see how it goes. All right. Second objective is, you know, the revamp growth with the sticker shop that I was working on. TBH, design and create through 3 new sticker sets has been not successful. I am at 0% completely and totally and honestly. I have like created some stickers. I've also explored some like little art, you know, dailies that I was doing for a little bit. On my like Instagram that I have, but I didn't really do necessarily this particular goal. However, I feel like put in some work for just exploring that like area of my life of thinking about stickers, designing stickers, and just doodling in general. So I think that part was a success, but it didn't necessarily like meet this particular key result. The second key result in the Rethink Revamp is build an audience with your designs. So get 200 followers. I think right now I'm at like 97 followers, give or take, depending on people unfollow or not. But I think that's pretty okay. I'm not as active and proactive on my Instagram as I should be. So like based on the number that I am at and where I started around like initially started at 80 or something when I created this key result. I think it's doing pretty okay, considering the amount of work that I've quote unquote put into it, which is not very much. All right, third objective for my Twitch streaming content. So this one's actually really interesting, right? So in my key results page, I have this thing here where I have like this reevaluation documentation that I've been doing just to like understand what's happening with some of these these objectives and why some of them are not being executed on. Some of them are not being executed on very well just because purely like just like pure motivation and discipline, right? Like I may not have that. I also think there was just some blockers that I ran into. So the Twitch streaming one was definitely a blocker in that I'm gonna just read my documentation. So like closer to the end of January, I was running into motivation to continue Twitch streaming. And one of the main things was because I didn't really have the equipment or setup to do it, meaning, and so for me to stream or do the things that I wanted to do on the stream, the gameplay was very like slow and laggy and it didn't really do very well. And so I would say that it was lack of resources. And then by March of 2021, I was definitely, of course, behind on my key results there. But, you know, I had some insight that, oh, maybe I was able to afford to upgrade my streaming setup. And then by April, that's when I actually got a new computer. Like I got a Windows PC and was able to set up my situation so that I actually could like start streaming. And so I have been streaming some, not as much as I probably should based on like how far behind I am. So far, I've really only streamed like 8 times this year. And I've been trying to play various different games. So I've explored playing Valorant. Tetrio or Tetris was definitely one of them. Curse of the Dead Gods. Not really a new game, but something that I enjoyed. So playing new games has been not as proactive as I probably could be. And then the third key result, which is 20% of content is not gaming related. I did do 2 streams though, where I was like doing design streams, which was really interesting, actually a lot of fun. And something that like, I just need more discipline to do more of these types of streams. So yeah, that's kind of where that is. That one's just like really far behind. All right, for this objective for my books, read a book a month, kaplot, not even close. I haven't really read any books at all this year. Let's just be honest. I haven't read a book this year just because, I don't know, I have this weird relationship with books in that like whenever I pick up a book and start reading it, I like fall asleep immediately. And I do not know why. I don't know if it's like a mental thing or if it's something that like I've trained myself to do, but picking up a book and like starting it is really hard for me. And I do not understand or know why. So I've been thinking about like, what can I do to like mitigate this issue? Well, first, I could have more discipline to just pick up a book and start reading it. Second, you know, exploring other different methods of consuming books. So audiobooks, for example. The only thing with audiobooks is that I know with like Audible and stuff, you have to pay like these subscriptions and like there's a lot of like monetary, I guess, the monetary incentives seem very lacking and like I don't really want to have to pay another subscription to have to pay for like Audible and all those different things. I know that libraries, I've heard, have audio books, so that's something that I could possibly look into. But right, so I don't really necessarily have a good excuse for not meeting this objective or the key results for this one. It's kind of just, this one's been kind of a fail, let's be honest. And then my last objective, which is be proactive about my career growth and progression at my current company. So, you know, work on part or be a part of like three major projects for the year. So I would say that I'm working on, I could even say it's 2.5 projects, because there's one project that I'm working on that is like phases, but it's like two projects in one almost. Anyway, I would just say two. So far though, I've been working on two major projects for this year, which, you know, that's 67% up to my three that I allotted for, which is exciting. And I think that's one of the things, is like, I'm grateful for, in that like starting at this company, when I initially started, like maybe the first month or two, I was feeling like, I'm not sure what I should be doing or what I can be doing. And I feel like maybe, you know, I need to understand, have more patience, that usually when people start, it takes about a month-ish for people to actually get integrated into the company to start doing things. But I've been there for about 6 months at this point, and you know, we've hit the ground running. I'm working closely with my product manager and developers, and we're working on some, I would say, two pretty big projects. And that's maybe something I can, you know, talk about later. I don't know like how much I can share. But anyway, so I would say that goal is pretty good in that. And there's something to be said that, you know, I have to be proactive and be like, hey, I want to work on these things and work on these things that are larger. So I do have some control in that. But then the other side of it is that like there is some place where I don't really have control on what projects I get to work on. Well, you know, it's a balance, right? It's a balance of making sure you talk to your manager, talk to your team, and talking to the people that you need to talk to work on the things that you enjoy and want to work on. And then, you know, there's also these big business objectives and other, like, I think, things that you just don't have control over. But that's besides the point. The point is, I think we're doing good on this key result. And then the last one was document and complete the 90-day plan that I was going through. And I halfway completed that. And the reason, so the way that like I quantified this was like there were 21 different steps to take to complete the 90-day plan. And I've completed only 11 of them. And the reason being is that some of the 90-day plan things, well, maybe there's more than 21 of them, I have to relook at it, but basically is like there are some of the things in that 90-day plan that could not be applied to the company that I was working for, just because of how young it was. There was a lot of information that I was not able to complete within that 90-day, so that was kind of that some of those tasks and information became obsolete just due to the lack of like information that was there. And then the other parts of it was just like, by the time I got to my 90 days, I was already really integrated into my team, and working pretty closely with those projects that I was like talking about. And so, you know, even though this was a key result, for me, you know, at work, that wasn't necessarily a priority of mine anymore. So we got halfway there. So that's how that key result came about. So what does this actually mean? Well, that's a really good question. Really, this was just an evaluation of how, for some of these things, I either may or may not have them as objectives and key results as I continue to move forward in this year, or I just need to reevaluate. So this book a month thing, read a book a month, I don't know. We'll see. Like, one side of me is like, reading a book a month is good for you. It's just good. Okay. That's like, it's like a health thing. But on the other side of it, it's just like, I'm not doing it. So there's something there, a blocker that is causing me to not do it. For Twitch, for example, I think it's just, I have like some stuff on my calendar to like remind me, hey, this is the time you should stream. But sometimes by the time it's like 8 p.m. on a, like a Monday evening, which is like one of those days, I don't know. I'm like tired. Is that an excuse? Probably not. However, it's just how I feel about it. And I think that's another thing. It's just like, there's always a limit to which you can go, go, go. And at some points, like after a long day of work, go, go, going is not necessarily something that I can like continue to sustain. Another thing is like, I feel like there have been new interests that have evolved and popped up in my life. And you know what's so interesting though is it's not these new interests. There's a lot of like old interests that like just kind of pop up in my life. And it's like a constant like seesawing between a variety of things that I'm interested in. So like, for example, recently I have a ukulele and I used to like learn how to play the ukulele. And recently for some reason I was like, let me relearn how to play the ukulele. So I'm thinking like, should I start learning how to play the ukulele, and maybe the ukulele takes precedence and takes over one of these other objectives that I have. So for example, my sticker stuff that I was doing, I'm not as motivated to do it, so, and I'm definitely more interested in it, into re-looking at the ukulele, but for all I know, in the next couple of months, ukulele is not as interesting to me and I go to something else. And I think that's one of the things that I have personally struggled with and have like a conflict of just perseverance through things and like consistency and discipline. And that I think there is value in sticking to a few things and like pushing through them and being like good and an expert at it. But at the same time, the more I think about it, a lot of these objectives that I have are like purely for my own interest and my own like amusement. So if I'm not like amused or excited to do one of these things, I don't think it's necessarily also healthy for me to just try and keep doing something that I don't have the energy to put in it. So here we are at the end of reviewing my personal OKRs. If you have personal goals that you started out in January and have been, you know, putting time and effort into it, I would highly encourage you to reevaluate them in at the halfway mark of the year, at the year halfway, yeah, halfway through the year, not in like a reviewing it in like a performance review way, more so reviewing them just to see like, okay, where are you? And like, where is your life now? And does your life align with the things that your mind and your body and your soul are like wanting to do? And so yeah, that's really what this is. I'm probably going to do another one of these at the end of 2021 to see where I am and like how it went this year. Maybe I'll be talking more about ukuleles by the end of the year, maybe not, we will see. Thanks for listening and sitting through this, listening to me talk about my own goals, lulz. I'm hoping to post more episodes. I don't want to make big promises, but I do want to try and get to that 12 episode mark. I'm at 9, so I got 3 more to go. I do have topic plans. They're in the pipeline. But, you know, at the end of the day, maybe the ukulele might come first. We'll see. I don't know. But anyway, if you would like, you can follow External Musings on Twitter and Instagram. Links are in the show notes to check it out. But other than that, I hope you've been having a great half year. It's been a weird 2021. I mean, it's just 2020.1 is the way I like to see it. It's summertime if you're in the northern hemisphere. Hope you're enjoying the warm weather and being able to go outside a lot more. All right, I will see y'all next time, or really talk to y'all next time.